You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
We're going to be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. And my encouragement as we prepare to fight, as we face the different battles in our lives, it's always the Word of God that we need to hold on to. It's always the Word of God that we have an interaction with every single day for us to be able to win the battle. And we're going to see that as we read this text, as we go through this preaching today. Okay, so we're going to start in verse 3. And if you didn't bring your Bible, it's okay. You can read along with us on the screen behind me. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power. Say, divine power. To destroy strongholds, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that once again we have an opportunity to encounter your word, encounter the truth of your word. I pray, Lord, that you open up our hearts and especially our minds to see what it is that you want to speak to us. Lord, I pray, Lord, that whatever strongholds we may have in our lives, whatever it may be, a good thing or whatever it is, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you help us realize that these things are holding us back from your ultimate purpose and holding us back from the victory that you desire for all of us. I pray, Lord, that you anoint the preaching of your word this morning. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. At different levels, as I grew up, I was involved in many competitions. Okay, primarily in swimming, as that was about 60 pounds ago. It was my main sport. I competed at different levels, from the NCR level all the way to the Olympics. And it was always, I noticed all the so important, what's so important in every different competition is the mindset that you walk into it. Yung pagdating mo pa lang, kung ano yung iniisip mong magiging the possibilities, actually, it will actually happen. If you believe that you go into a fight thinking that you're going to win something, then most of the time, you'll have the confidence to be able to come in and win. In certain situations, pagpasok mo pa lang, there's a victim mentality sometimes that people have. That as soon as they walk in into a fight, right from the very beginning, alam na nilang talo na sila. And it's amazing how you can see it in the way they act. I mean, whatever's in their mind, whatever's in their thoughts, you can see it in their actions. Because they believe that they're going to be defeated. And I was sharing this morning. It's in the Olympics, the last time I competed in 1992, it was amazing. We were about 80 men competing for this one event. And we were all about an hour before the actual competition, we were all in one room. The tension was so strong. Makikita mo. And for me, my mindset was that, you know, I wanted to enjoy it. I said, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I want to enjoy my whole experience. And if whatever success that God will bring to me, that's fine. And at that time, I was just really relaxed. And I was looking at everyone. And you can see the attitude of different people. I saw the Japanese swimmers, when they walked in, pretty confident. They were pretty confident when they were looking at me. But as soon as the American walked in, tameme na siya. And the Americans, they walked in and he was very confident. Kala niya siya yung mananalo. Actually, siya nga yung nanalo. But his mindset walking in was a victory. You can see it in his face. You can see that he was preparing for this all these years. I actually used to compete against him. And at one point, I used to beat him. At one point. But he got better. I didn't. But there was that mindset that he had. And many of us in the struggles, in the challenges of life, minsan pumapasok na tayo and we do have that victim mentality. Hindi pa nag-uumpisa yung laban, isip mo na, talo ka na. And that's what we need to realize, that we are not defeated. That we have someone who's with us who will fight the battle for us. He's going to be there for the battle with us. And we need to realize this. have realized that the battle that we're fighting is normally in our minds. And we're going to see these different things, and God's word will show us and reveal to us that we're not alone in this fight. That we can go to God's word and see his promises in our lives, and we can have victory in the different struggles that we have. This is not just about positive thinking. Okay, this is not about visualizing and say, okay, papayat ako, and then wala naman akong ginagawa. Hindi ako papayat. Okay, if I, that's my mindset, it's not about those things. It's not about those, it's about a higher power, a divine power that God equips us with to make sure that we can have victory in whatever area that we're struggling with, whatever area of our stronghold. Ready na ba kayo about the battle in the mind? You want to hear about this? Okay, that's good. We're going to start with verse 3. We're going to go to scripture again. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. Okay, our battle is different from our normal understanding. Pag iniisip natin a battle in the flesh, it's the worldly things. It's the things of this world, the things that we experience. And we have to realize that our battle does not lie in the flesh. It's not against flesh and blood. I'm not fighting against somebody else. This is not a boxing match where it's an actual fight. This fight is way beyond that. And it's a different realm. And the enemy will try to make you fight right at the flesh level. He will try to have you focus on the flesh level about our experiences, about our weight, our looks, our bank account. He's going to try to keep it at the worldly level, flesh level. Because kung dun tayo lalaban, it's just going to be about our hard work. If we work hard, we're going to earn money. If we love one another, then things are going to go well. The enemy wants us to keep us at that level because it will distract us from the actual fight. Kung naglalaban ka against sa kapatid mo, sa business partner mo, sa asawa mo, kung yun ang level ng flesh ng laban mo, then he's distracted you from the actual level or where we should be fighting. That's why the Apostle Paul kept reminding us, it's not against flesh and blood. It's not against one another. The fight is somewhere else. And if he can neutralize us, we can be ineffective, and eventually we're actually defeated without knowing it. So our battle is not in the flesh. Kasi sinasabi dito in verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power. Say divine power. To destroy strongholds. God is saying to us now that we have a divine power that we can have access to as our weapon so that we can destroy strongholds in our lives. Ano ba yung strongholds? Okay, ito yung mga pinaghahawakan natin so strongly that we're holding on to certain things in our lives that actually the Bible says what we should be letting go of. These can be different things. A stronghold, in its definition, is a fort. It's a fort. It's a fortification of a place normally, and it is based on our survival. Before they had to build these forts to make sure for them to be protected. Intramuros, alam natin ganun yon, di ba? In our own history, only the Spanish people can stay within the walls at night. All the Filipinos would have to leave, all the servants would have to leave at night, and they would lock up the gates, and they felt secure. And so that was a fortification that they had. Now, in our own lives, the fort that we're building is actually in our thoughts. Meron tayong mga iniisip about ourselves na minsan, pag naisip natin yon about me or about somebody else, it creates a fortification na wala makapasok. Whether something good or bad, nothing else can come in anymore. And that's the whole intention of a stronghold. And strongholds are not necessarily bad. Kung ganun nga, if there's something that we're protecting, then strongholds are not bad. We talked about the dad that was fighting for his daughter last week, about fighting for our family. That's fine. We're setting up a stronghold for our family that we will serve the Lord. Okay, so that's actually a good fortification. But there are certain things that we've established in our minds that's preventing us from experiencing the victory that God wants for us. And that's what we need to break. Those are the strongholds that we need to destroy. And how do we destroy it? It's a divine power of knowing who God is. Minsan, itong mga strongholds na to, this is where the enemy brings his lies. This is where the enemy brings deception and accusations. Hindi ka napapayat. Wala, hindi ka naaasenso. These are things, you know, you're not beautiful, no one loves you. These are some of the thoughts that come in. And minsan nagtataka tayo, bakit itong problema na to pabalik-balik, balik ng balik sa buhay ko? Why is it always just coming back? The same issue, the same problems seems to come into our lives. Because there's probably a stronghold, a mindset that we're holding on to and we're not letting go. And because of that, we can't experience. Alam niyo yung definition of insanity? Doing the same thing and thinking you'll get a different result. And so sometimes it's that stronghold sa buhay natin against lust, against addictions, against relationships, all these different things. Become a stronghold in our lives. And when it becomes a stronghold, it's hard for the Word of God to come in. It's hard for us to experience God's freedom that He wants for us. The freedom and the victory that He wants. Ano ba yung mga ibang strongholds ito? Here's some random, hindi naman random, but some thoughts that we were thinking about that sometimes would enter in our lives. Okay, I feel unloved and depressed. For many years, iniisip ko, walang nagmamahal sa akin. Until Pastor Larry yelled, I love you, kaninang umaga. Nandiyan pa ba siya? Wala na. Okay. So wala ulit nagmamahal sa akin. Hindi. Nandiyan yung pamilya ko. We think these. These are sometimes a stronghold. Na walang nagmamahal sa'yo. Okay. Here's another one. I'll never get over my addiction. Every time there's crispy pata, I'm going to have to eat it. No. It's just smoking, drinking, Facebook, whatever it is, pornography. All these different things that this is the way I am. This is how God made me. Sinisimu pa si God. But it's a stronghold that we have. It's a mindset that we have. And God wants us victory over these things. I'm incomplete if I don't get married. You're complete in Christ. We have to realize that. I'm always going to be overweight. Minsan iniisip mo yon. And so what do? You celebrate by having another meal. These are strongholds. They're actually strongholds. This is the way I am. I'm not going to change from this. But we can have victory over these things. I can never be free from debt. You do that and you say that because you can't blame anyone for it. You can't blame anyone because you know why you're in debt? Because your credit card, you're using it even if you don't have money. The picture on your credit card looks like this. So kakaswipe. Okay, ganun na itsura ng credit card mo. But you don't have the money, and so the debt keeps coming back. Okay, and we have other seminars and more qualified people to talk about that. And so I'm just going to briefly talk about that. But this is a mindset that you'll never get out, and that we need to be able to remove that mindset and break that stronghold in our lives. And another one is, I'll never get healed. This is a sickness that's been passed on. Yung lolo ko, yung nanay ko, yung lolo ng lolo ko, lahat kami, mataas ang high blood. Okay? Mamaya, makukuha niyo yan. Lahat kami, that's our problem. Everyone has had cancer, and it's a curse. It's actually really a curse, and God wants us to release from those things. But if we have that mindset, if we have that belief that I'm going to die young, you're going to live your life that way. You're going to be free about everything. You'll do things in a certain way because your mindset will dictate how you're going to act. And that's a stronghold. That is a stronghold. And all of these statements say the same thing. All these statements say that God is weak. That God is never able to help me in this area of my life. And that simply is a lie from the enemy. Every time a temptation comes in, the enemy is trying to tempt you because he wants you to do wrong. He wants your relationship with God to be separated. But every time God would test us, he's meant to test us so that we can be strong. And the reason why every time this temptation comes in, sabi mo, I feel so unloved and depressed. We always go back to the Word of God. What does the Word of God say? We always go back to His Word about who we are. And what the Word of God says is that I cannot be separated from the love of God. That is a fact. I can never be separated from the love of God. Even when I was rebelling against Him, He still loved me. How do I know? He sent His Son to die for me. He loves us so much that we go back to the Word. We always go back to the Word. Are you getting this? Are you still with me? Okay, good. Here's another statement. We always go back to the Word. I'll never get over my addiction. Baka yun yung naiisip nyo. That's the struggle that you're having. We go back to the God's Word. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. Okay? You can conquer that struggle. You can conquer that sleepiness. You can conquer you can conquer that hunger. Okay? God can equip you in that. Yes? Do we believe this? Okay, good. We always go back to His Word. Here's another one. One of the other statements we said, I'm incomplete if I don't get married. You go to the Word. I am complete in Christ. And all the single... No one would say amen to this. But you are. If you're not complete in Christ, don't think that a person will complete you. You complete me. Okay, that's just a script in the movie. In a few months, they'll get divorced. Or separated. And once they see that they put the toilet paper in the wrong way or the toothpaste is not squeezed properly, annoyances will come in. No one's perfect. You will annoy each other. I will annoy you. If you've not been annoyed, you haven't been here too long. There will be things that I will say that will hurt you. Not intentionally. But there's strongholds that we're holding on to sometimes. And if it's breaking onto that stronghold, if I say something that's sort of battling against what you believe, sobra naman yung pastor na yan. Sobra naman siya magsalita. Kala mo naman perfect siya. I'm not. I know I'm not. But I'm here to share God's Word to you. And every time our life is not in line with God's Word, that's a stronghold that needs to be removed. We always go back to His Word. I'm always going to be overweight. You can accept that. You can accept that, or you can go back to God's Word. I am God's temple. It's out of context. It's a joke. I want God to have a lot of room. That's all I'm saying. Okay? I love God so much. Go, Lord, make me big so you can just go all over me. Okay? Yung mga maliliit, konti lang. You have small space for God. Okay? That's fine. I am the mega mall of God's temple. And you made me a mini stop of God's temple. Okay? But, by the way, out of context yun, ah, you can see how you can take a scripture and use it out of context. Okay? But I am God's temple, and so I want Him to have room. No. But you can see how it can be twisted sometimes. But we go back to the God's Word and base it on the truth. God can help me become healthy and strong. And I want to be healthy and strong so I can bring more glory to God. That all means that I'm God's temple. Well, I'm not going to use this body in something that will not glorify Him. I'm not. I've made that decision. And some of people, in that context, some people are already using their body in relationships that they shouldn't be in. Whether you're single or married. You're using your eyes to look at certain things that you shouldn't be looking at. If you're the temple of God, that has to stop. This has nothing to do about weight. It has something to do with what we do with our bodies. That's the right context of I am the temple of God. You get that? But these are thoughts that come into our minds. I can never be debt free. But we can always go back to God's word and say, God will supply all things according to his glorious riches through Christ. He can provide for all your needs. Does this mean that we're all going to be millionaires? No, I'm sorry. But it means that whatever it is that you need, God will supply your needs. Some of you will be millionaires. Some of you will be satisfied with what God gives you. Some of you will be millionaires. Take us out to lunch. No, I'm just kidding. But it's used for God's glory. You're being placed in a certain situation so that you can bring glory to God. We always go back to God's word. That's what the enemy is trying to do. The enemy is trying to remove us from the truth, trying to make us believe those lies in our lives. I will never get healed. That's another thought that sometimes, alam mo, talaga, sakit na namin lahat yan, buong pamilya. No, no. We go to God's word. The Lord will sustain me and restore me into full health, is Psalms 41, verse 3. But all of these things, when we go back to God's word and receive his promises, we're believing the truth. And the truth is supposed to set us free. That's what it does. Okay? Right now, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to ask you right in your seat. We've been experiencing God and during the worship was awesome. And he is here. Just like Pastor Larry saying, God is here right now and he wants to speak to us. So we're going to go back to God's word and it says that be still and know that I am God. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes in a moment. And right now we're going to listen to him. We're going to take a little bit of moment and allow him to speak to you about what is your stronghold in your life. What it is that God wants you to release. What is it that God wants? What is the mindset that you have been believing, sometimes even for years? But God wants to break that right now. I'm going to pray, and we're going to believe by faith that God will speak to every single one of us. What is that stronghold? What is that thing that we need to let go of? Okay, go ahead and close your eyes. Lord God, thank you for speaking to us. Thank you, Lord, for pointing out these things. And I know, Lord, that you will help us. You will be there to give us the grace to overcome in these areas. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and look up. I know that God spoke to you. And whatever that first thought that entered your mind, yun yung sinasabi niya. Hindi yung parang, I have to be more generous. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. That's it. That's it. Whatever it is, God is speaking to us, and there is that stronghold that we're holding on to. And it's time for us to remove it. We'll move on to verse 5. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. There are certain things, arguments and lofty opinions of the world. And those are the things. It's all affected in our minds. Lahat yon, it's an attack on our head. Oh, God's not going to provide for you. Oh, God's not going to do this. Oh, God, you know, it's going to, your life will be boring with God. You won't have fun with God. You're not going to have fun. It's going to be boring. You're just going to be doing this. And it's just boring. Reading just your Bible. You know, you don't realize this is the richness of God's word and what he's capable of doing in our lives. That's what we need to do. We need to destroy these arguments and lofty opinions. And the thing about opinions, everyone has them. So I'm not opinionated. Yeah, that's your opinion. Okay? We all have them. And opinions are so subjective, we can have an agreement. We can never have an agreement about opinions. But we can have an agreement on the truth of God's word. People will try to lift up thoughts and ideas, and alam mo yung sa situation mo, ito lang yung kailangan gawin mo dyan. No, we go back to his word. It's going back to his word, and that is the thing that we fight with. is raising these, the enemy is trying to raise up the different knowledges about who God is. He'll try to make you believe that God is a certain way when He isn't. That was a temptation of Adam and Eve. That's a temptation for us today. You need to work hard on your business. Yeah, I believe work hard in the business. But if that's your only focus, the enemy is removing your focus from the real fight. All we need to do is go back to His Word. The battle in the mind can't be won by a higher thought, but it can be won by the absolute truth of God's Word. We're going to go through Psalms verse 19, 7 to 11. And we're going to see here, it's God's Word, how strong it is to make an impact in our lives. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is true, making wise the simple. His law is perfect. We have laws in this nation that are not being followed. That's not the way of the law, the laws of God. It is perfect. It will revive your soul. It will bring joy in your life. The testimony of the Lord is true. Whatever He says is going to be true. Making wise the simple. That is so encouraging to me. Because here's a simple-minded man like myself. He can make me wise with His Word. I am able to stand up here and look intelligent, even if I look, put on my glasses or whatever. But it's the God's Word that I'm sharing. It's not my own wisdom. I wouldn't be able to think this up. It's the Word of God that brings the power for us to defeat these arguments, defeat these opinions. They think people of highly of themselves. But it's the Word of God that can make the simple wise. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. God's words will bring joy in our lives. The commandment of the Lord is pure. There's no impurity in it, enlightening the eyes. You'll see things in a different perspective. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. All these things are based on God's Word. And every time an enemy would come in and bring the lie, this is the truth. More to be desired and they are they than pure gold. Even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, dripping of the honeycomb. If you have a sweet tooth, I know some people, I can't eat honey. It's just too sweet for me. The Word of God says that it's that rich. It's that sweet. The Word of God is true. The Word of God will bring joy in our lives. The Word of God, here's another encouragement. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. He will warn you through His Word. Anak, hindi dapat yan ang ginagawa. Anak, hindi dyan pupunta. Hindi mo dapat gawin yan. He will warn us. And here's a great encouragement in keeping them. If we live according to His Word, there is a great reward. Isn't that amazing? Okay, if you don't, your silence is saying, yes, we're so overwhelmed. But it is. It's the Word of God that will warn us. Word of God that will bring joy. The Word of God that will bring peace. The Word of God that will bring arrangement in our lives. That's the Word of God. In verse 5, it says here, in 2 Corinthians verse 5, in the latter part, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Every time a temptation would come in, we say, wait, is this aligned with God's Word? Every thought. When a lustful thought would come in, wait, is this supposed to be a thought that should enter my mind? No, it's not. When a business deal that's not supposed to be something that you're going to be entering into, am I supposed to entertain this thought? No. Lord, it's not according to your Word. The problem is sometimes we don't have enough of God's Word in us for us to say no to certain things. We're not warning ka na ni Lord, but because you don't know the Word, you're not reading it, you're not encountering it, you just say yes to everything. Okay, yes to this, yes to this. Masama ba? Nagte-text lang naman kami. I'm not flirting, we're just texting. And then that texting turns into, oh, coffee lang naman. It's okay to drink coffee. Maglalabas ka pa ng research. Research says that coffee will increase my intelligence. Wala naman coffee. Dinner? It's okay. We're just having dinner. We're just having a meal together. Balanced meal. I'm eating a balanced meal. I removed all the fat. There's nothing wrong with that. You justify these thoughts. You didn't take it captive. So umpisa pa lang, you're allowing it. And so when you're allowing it, it fosters and gets bigger and bigger. Eventually, wala na. Eventually, wala na. The promise of God's word that every time a temptation comes, He never gives us temptation never comes to the amount that we're not able to handle it. And the word of God says every time it comes, He also shows us the way out. That is so powerful. Instead of you falling into that temptation every time you see something, oh, Lord, I know this is a temptation in my stronghold. Where's the way out? In a place like this, where's the exit? There's a few there, here on my left, and one there on the back. Lord, as the temptation is coming, it's right there. How do we get out? That's your word. That's your promise. And I'm going to follow you. I want to follow you in this. And that's the power of God's word in our lives. You know what? When Jesus was tempted in Luke chapter 4, we're going to go through that. Not the whole thing. But when He was tempted, primarily about three things. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Similar to the temptation of Adam and Eve. When God was tempted, He was fasting for 40 days. 40 days and 40 nights. Sinasabi so in Luke chapter 4. And when He was tempted, the enemy said, okay, He's weak, He's hungry. I'm going to come and tempt Him. The enemy not realizing that when Jesus was praying and fasting, He may have been weak physically, but He was stronger spiritually. Noong nag-prayer and fasting tayo, we were in tune with God's word. Remember, I felt weak. I testify that. I felt weak. I felt hungry. But I was saying, bring it on. Anything the enemy would bring, I know I can defeat it because I'm connected with God. Yun yung pagkakamali ng demonyo. Kala niya, he's weak. But what did Jesus do? Every time He was tempted, turn this stone into bread. Sabi niya, He answered with scripture. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the mouth of God. He's answered with scripture. Nung sinabi niya, He brought Him into the temple, the highest point of the temple. I'm going to give all these things to you if you bow down to Me. He used the scripture once again. Sabi niya, do not bow down to anyone except the Lord your God. Sabi niya, no, if you throw yourself down, okay, the pride of life. God's going to send someone to protect you. That you're not going to fall down. He's going to send His angels. Do not test the Lord your God. Every single temptation, because of the Spirit of God in Him, of course He was God, but the strength of His Spirit while He was fasting, He responded with Scripture. And we read that and we say, wow, ang galing naman ni Jesus. Siyempre, siya si God. Actually, He could have said other words. He could have said, I rebuke you, Satan. Get out of here. I send you straight to hell. And that would have happened. But there was something significant about God, about Jesus using scripture. He didn't use new words. Hindi siya nagsabi ng ibang bagay. Bumalik lang siya sa Old Testament and used that. And when I was reading that, why would Jesus use an Old Testament scripture? He could have said, He was God. He could have said something. You know, alam mo yung naisip ko? And I really believe that God spoke to me and said, you know why He used scripture? Do you know why He used scripture? You want to know what God told me? Kiss muna. God said, Jesus used scripture because I want you to know that you can do the same thing. When a temptation comes, you go back to God's Word. When there's a problem you're faced with, you go back to God's Word. When there's something that you're struggling with, you go back to God's Word and use it. Greater is He who is in me than he who is in the world. We always go back to God's Word, and that's the power of it. When I heard that, well, Lord, thank you. I don't have to invent something new. I don't have to have an elaborate, intelligent saying. I just go back to God's Word, the truth of God's Word. And that is where our victory lies. It's not based on our own thoughts, our own abilities. It's all based on His Word. Isn't that amazing? We go back to His Word. Are we reading His Word? Are we encountering His Word? You don't need to answer that. He's showing us. His humanity was showing us that we can do the same thing. He wasn't there as God, although He was. It's confusing, I know. He was fully God and fully man right there in the temptation. But His humanity used the Word of God so that our humanity can use the Word of God and be successful. We'll move on to Romans chapter 12, and this is the last verse that I'm going to be reading. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, we can say sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Paul is making that appeal. I am making the same appeal. Let's offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. It's our worship. Wherever we are, we can worship God in our lives. Do not be conformed to the patterns, to this world. Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of what? Our minds. That by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Everyone, beginning of the year, Lord, what's your will for me? As Christians, what's your will for me? Ano ba yung gusto mong gawin ko sa buhay ko? Be transformed with the renewing of your mind, removing the mindsets that we have believed about ourselves, and going back to the Word of God that says that you are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. The battle may be in the mind, okay? But our weapon is His Word. I want to call my assistants to come up here. This is one last illustration I want to show you in terms of the power of God's Word in our lives. You know, temptations will come. That's true. Lahat naman tayo natatempt. There's nothing, being tempted is not sin. Okay? When it comes in, who are you connected with? Are you tethered with God? When lies come into our lives, when lies come in, are we led by the Spirit? And when we're condemned, we feel like there's, you know, we're condemned about something we've done in the past. Let's remember the compassion of Christ that died for us. And right now, in our lives, in these three glasses, okay, meron tayong mga mas puno na ang buhay natin, mas puno na dito. Meron mas konti pa lang experience, maybe you're younger. But in all these different cases, okay, these are our lives. Iba makulay, okay? Orange ang kulay ng buhay mo, marami kang nangyari sa buhay mo. Iba naman sa inyo, violet, okay? Marami kayong cough syrup, okay? And sometimes we get to the point, depending on your experiences, we have a very dark life. And all of these things will be temptations. It could be the lies that the enemy is feeding you. It could be condemnation. Nasabi mo, wala na akong pag-asa. There's no chance for me anymore. But when we're asking for the renewal of our minds, We're going back to the Word of God, allowing the Word of God to wash away all the latak in our lives, to wash away all the filth. And that's what Jesus pretty much did on the cross. When He came in, His promise is He's going to renew us. And when we allow the Spirit of God to come in, no matter how colorful our life was in the past, He will just come in and fill you and fill you and fill you every single day, fill you and fill you to the point that it's all pure. That we are renewed by Christ. Maybe ganito yung kulay mo, okay? Naubusan na, that's one day, right? And He comes in. Your life has been colorful and everything and all the different problems. He comes in and washes all these things away through His Word. For some, it's much faster. Only half a glass, half a pitcher. But for some, you need more. Okay? Minsan, sa sobrang ng dumi ng buhay mo, you think, wala na akong pag-asa, hindi na ako babaguhin ni Lord. Okay? He'll come in. He'll fill you, 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 fill you. Bilis, bilis. Fill you every day to remove all the filth. And all you see left is the glory of God in our lives. Nothing is impossible with God. When we hold on to His Word, when we hold on, allow the Spirit of God to cleanse us, there is no temptation that we can't handle. There is no fight that we cannot win. Every single thing that the enemy will try, lies, confusion, all these different things, it's not against flesh and blood. It's in a different level. It's in the spiritual level. And for that, God has an answer. Our sins are forgiven on the cross. Our lives are new in Him. I want to call on the music team. I want us to sing that again. Are they ready? We're going to sing that song again that we sang earlier. And allow God, as we did earlier, He pointed out the strongholds that we have in our lives. Okay? Huwag kayo tumingin doon. They'll come. Okay? They'll come. There are strongholds in our lives. And it's God, Jesus, dying on the cross so that we can be set free from those strongholds. I want us to sing this again. Lead me to the cross. And I want this to become like a prayer. Earlier we were distracted with so many different things. But allow God to minister to us today. As we listen, as we sing this song, allow God to speak to you. Point out the different things that God wants us to deal with, the strongholds. And allow God to release those things. As we release those things to God, remembering what He had done on the cross for us, we can go back to Him and live the victory that He wants for all of us.
I belong to You, oh, live.
all stand up. It always goes back to the cross. What Jesus Christ accomplished on that cross for you and for me. He did it so that we can have a new life. The life of sin, the life of lies, compromise, condemnation sometimes na hindi ka maka-move forward dahil iniisip mo yung mga ginawa mo. Jesus died for all of that so that we can have a new life. And so today we know, Lord, that you've spoken to us. You've spoken to us through your word. You've spoken to us as we quieted our spirit. I pray, Lord, that you help us in those strongholds. That instead of those strongholds that mahigpit yung paghawak namin, I pray, Lord, that you will give us the strength, even the grace for us to release those things to you. Instead of holding on to those lies and all those different ideas that are not according to your word, Lord, we hold on to your promises. We hold on to your truth. We hold on to you. What can the enemy bring us? What good thing can the enemy provide? Nothing. So we hold on to you, Lord. And with you, we have every good thing. The peace, the joy, the love. Whatever it is that's been hindering us, Lord, in the past, we know, Lord, that you are the answer. And so we thank you. We receive you, Lord, today. We thank you, Lord, that you will always give us the wisdom to know what is the right thing to do, what is according to your word. And we know, Lord, that you will give us the grace and strength to be able to live it out in our lives. Let's just lift up our hands as I pray a blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.